Good morning. My guest this morning is David Yen from Left Edge Theater.
Left Edge Theater.
I never
this
know
time,
where
right?
you're coming from. Anywhere and everywhere.
That's right.
So I see here on my my press release, it says the two biggest bullet points. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Our 10th and final year of this one-man show.
Yes.
And reuniting Argo Thompson and David Yen.
Yes.
So talk about this wonderful event.
Well, Argo and I did the Santa Land Diaries at Sixth Street Playhouse in 2005. And the first time that we did it with three actors, which I thought was a genius choice by him because there are three pretty distinct voices that Sedaris kind of drifts in and out of. And then a couple of years later, we both, without talking to each other, kind of were thinking, gosh, you know, it's written as a one-man show. Wouldn't it be fun to do that? And he got in touch with me. And like I said, we, you know, we had both really wanted to do it and didn't know that each other was even thinking about it. And then suddenly, you know, we had this crazy idea. And so we called ourselves the Crazy Elves. And we we did this show at an art gallery in Santa Rosa the first year in 2008 as a solo show. And then it just bounced all over the place. It was at Spreckles. It's been at Main Stage. It's been at Sixth Street Playhouse. It's been, we've even done it at the Glazer Center at the Marin Arts Council.
I mean, I suspect I've interviewed you.
It's at least half of those times.
At least half of them, yeah.
Exactly. And so this time we are back together on the production side of it. So he's going to take a look at it and we're going to do some actual director-actor stuff again. And we're doing it at his company at Left Edge Theater, which is over at the Luther Burbank Center in that the wing off of the main stage. So
right.
It's very exciting.
That is now recovered from its
That's right.
being touched by the fire.
That's right. It just got breathed on by the fire.
Yeah.
The fire consumed that wing of the building and stopped right outside their door.
Yeah.
So it's pretty it's pretty amazing.
So talk a little bit about the show for the 17 people who don't know what it is.
Right. Sure. It's so it's about a guy. It's based on David Sedaris's actual life experience. It's about this guy. He goes to New York to be the next big soap opera guy. The only job he can find, however, is working as an elf at Macy's Santaland during the Christmas hit. So it is as horrible as you would expect that to be.
Yes.
It's
yes, I've read
it is biting, it is irreverent, it is not appropriate in any way, shape, or form. It does have this wonderful little it has a nod to the holiday spirit that kind of sucker punches you near the end there, but it's just it's wonderful. And this is my 10th year doing it as a solo show. There are people who've been at least 5, 6, 7, 8 times to this thing.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's kind of
right.
crazy what a following it's developed, but it's a blast. And
it is.
It's a great antidote for, you know, it usually gets really popular right around the time that
right.
everybody's sick of the crowds.
Right. So. Right, right. I still remember seeing David Sedaris one of the times he appeared at the Burbank Center
yeah.
where there were 2,000 people there. And this little guy
yeah.
standing on the stage, and everybody was hanging on his every word.
Yes, he is amazing. He's just got such
really
a way
is.
With words. And his delivery is very dry, and that's part of its charm. This will not be dry. This is kind of crazy and over the top.
Oh,
play
good.
About 40 different characters in
right.
it. And yeah,
well, that's more your way anyway.
Yeah,
isn't
of
it?
Course. Well, yeah, every production, you got to put your spin on it, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But you're not going to do it again.
Well, yeah, never say never. But this is the 10th year, and
right.
it seems like a good time to just kind of let it retire. There's been some talk about maybe doing it as a private party for close friends or something next year to kind of keep it going. But I think production-wise, I'm ready to let it retire.
Okay, let's tell them that it's Santa Land Diaries. Directed by Argo Thompson and starring David Yen at the Left Edge Theater in the Burbank Center between the 8th and the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me and happy holidays.
You too. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.